Yes, indeed. Welcome, everyone. It's The Good Stuff. Mike and Kim, glad to be your hosts again today. And reminding you, the Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board invites you to plan a trip to the Valentine area. You know, I was going through their list of things on the website at visitvalentine.com about places to eat. And apparently, we're not eating out enough because there are some places in here, and I see those. I go, oh, we got to get there. So check it out. Whether it's the Vineyard or the Brewery or one of the local restaurants, Border Town Steakhouse, any of those kind of things. Great places and great faces. Oh, that's a South Dakota thing, isn't it?
Yeah. We're just 9 miles south of the border.
So we can kind of steal that.
Okay.
To find out more information, go to visitvalentine.com.
It's the Heart City. And celebrating longtime advertiser Tri-State Livestock News. Thank you for all your support for The Good Stuff. They think it's a great program, and so they support. And we appreciate that. You know, ages ago, cattlemen had limited resources, like guessing market trends or relying on hearsay. Inconvenient, yet it was the only option. But things have changed, of course, and they have, we all have, Tri-State Livestock News, TSLN.com. Make sure you check them out today and say thanks for the good stuff.
Well, as we come up here on kind of the Halloween season, fall, Thanksgiving just around the corner here. This is entertaining. Pumpkin pie, caramel apples, and candy corn usually signal the start of spooky season. But this month, an author and archivist, Rosie Grant, encourages cooking enthusiasts to ring in October a little differently. Her cookbook of recipes sourced from gravestones makes a macabre addition to any Halloween lover's kitchen.
You told me you were going to do this, and I still can't believe it's real.
Well, Grant wants everyone talking about death and food year-round. So she's got a cookbook out called To Die For, a cookbook of gravestone recipes. And it features 40 recipes found on tombstones around the country and beyond, including Sharon Lawrence's Snickerdoodles. Must be famous for those, I guess. Deb Nelson's Red Lantern Cheese Dip, and Dr. Marty Wolf's Ranch Dressing. Well, though most of the recipe writers are no longer of this world, their signature dishes are carved in stone to keep the flavors and their memories alive. The cookbook is the end result of a years-long search for documentation, wherein she traveled to every corner of the country to pay witness to headstone recipes and connect with the families of the deceased. So you might check that out. To Die For, a cookbook of gravestone recipes. That must have been one of those things that Zach told me that they said, you'll get my recipe from my cold, dead hands.
Very good.
So they put it on their headstone.
Yep. I just find that so fascinating. Have you wondered why women aren't charming anymore? Well, it makes sense that we associate certain adjectives with women, such as maternal, and some more with men, like gallant. The surprising finding of the Stanford University study of language and gender is how much our associations have changed over the past century, and how much they haven't. The researchers examined databases of books, newspapers, and online sources to see which adjectives were linked most often with which gender. In the first half of the 20th century, adjectives such as intelligent and logical were associated with men, but the words have increasingly been associated with women since the 60s. The most common word to describe women in the 1910s was charming, but by the 90s, it didn't even make the top 10. But tidy did.
Tidy?
Yeah.
Huh.
I don't know. I have controversial thoughts about that.
Mahatma Gandhi said, there are seven things that will destroy us. So think about these as I relay them to you today. Seven things that will destroy us. Wealth without work. Pleasure without conscience. Knowledge without character. Religion without sacrifice. Politics without principle. Science without humanity. And business without ethics. So think about those from Mahatma Gandhi. And here's something from another semi-well-known person, Albert Einstein.
Semi.
Not everything that counts can be counted. And not everything that can be counted counts. So Albert Einstein said that.
Yeah.
If you have something to share on The Good Stuff, we ask you to send that to kimhburge@gmail.com. Please include the author if you know who that is, and keep listening to this great radio station for future editions of The Good Stuff.